His supernatural provision is in that revelation. And so I have trained the people, you know. And then every time somebody moves, they encourage somebody else. You follow what I'm saying? So that what I say to the Spirit is always what? Moving, see? And I remember in these services, people was constantly moving. Now, they probably had to put more up on the altar than on the step, but I'm trying to get it back in the flow, so I'm not concerned about that. God take care of things. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to get a few. I want everybody to get it who want it. And so that's the way the flow began, and God started telling me about that. Because I know time, I was preaching, and people were going to the altar all the while I was preaching. I preach an hour and 15 minutes, they're walking an hour and 15 minutes. Many churches. Yeah, just getting free. Some of them cry, some of them fall out, some of them scream. Just getting free of financial liberty. Financial liberty. I speak financial liberty on you. That you live financially free. That you stay in the flow. And as you stay in the flow will expand. It will expand. It will expand. There's a divine expansion. There's a divine, for lack of a better word, explosion in favor. That God is looking for a remnant of his people to recognize, receive, and release in the kingdom on his behalf. So it's nothing for God to cancel your debt, because the woman, the husband had died. He was a prophet, but he was a broke prophet and left her and them boys in debt. And when she got to a real prophet, he give her sensible instruction. But when she did, talk about the woman who had the jar to get the oil, the pots to get the oil. And you notice, you read that story, that's 2 Kings 4. You read that story, she did what he told her to do, and the pots kept getting full, they had no more in the city. And then she didn't get it and run off. One daughter was a lot of money. She reported back to the man of God, and he told her, said, go, look what he told her now, go and live off the rest. She out of debt and got plenty of money to live on. Sam with the woman who, you see, there's a thing called a commanded seed. God, I believe these seeds are commanded seeds. Because when that woman was gathering them sticks for her and her son to die, the Lord said to the prophet, I got a widow woman that's going to, I've commanded to sustain thee. That's a commanded seed. Now, all the time, people don't understand what they're supposed to do. Ah, I got it, Lord. So the man of God has to give instruction. That's what I'm doing now. See, it's 1 Kings 17. He gave her instruction. He said, oh, he test the water. All right. He asked her for a small seed. And really, it wasn't a small seed because it was a drought. Bring me the water. Okay. See, let's step this thing up now. We got to bring a bigger seed. We need a bigger seed for to make this happen. We need a breakthrough seed. Last night, dealing with our last, he said, make me a cake and bring it to me. God, dog, man. You're not coming to get it? No, bring it to me. It's a process. Whoa, bring it to me. Whoa. Whoa, class, look. Bring it to the altar. You don't know what one of those seeds is your breakthrough seed. God will watch you a while. He see if you're trying to play a game with it. Because when your breakthrough seed comes, he expecting larger seed. Because seed sowing is a lifestyle. And we know what happened. She brought him that cake. She didn't have to die. That barrel, supernaturally, from that commanded seed that she placed in that prophet's hand, kept rising. Then when the child got sick, the prophet was there. So it's not only money. The seed will turn your family around, turn your business around, turn your children around. Man, it's so much involved here. God got so much in that money seed that people can't see because they're too blind to see it, because they're trying to hold on to $50. And preachers condemn and criticize this revelation because they're trying to logically understand it. This just don't happen. This never stopped, class. It never stopped. People give all the time. I don't care where you go. Then any man connected with, like, Ron and Philip, one of our instructors, and Ron, they connected to me. So the same thing happened to them. God just made it that way. All right? If somebody connect and disconnect, it's broken. The people stop bringing the money. I know of a large ministry that disconnected themselves. The people are bringing hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he got nervous and tried to do it another way, put a big basket up and tell them, bring it in there. Don't put it in the altar. You can't stand up while the service going on. Interrupt the service. That's a spirit move. So people stop bringing. So remember, that's not only your financial breakthrough now. The Lord's speaking more now. That's your health. That's your family. That's your children. You might sow, want to see your child on drugs. Or somebody got bad influence. Sow that seed, and the Spirit of God will stop it. Now, you see, I can't kone shukone fuske, pro strete shukere mandre, skenana e fuskanate, sukute, sukute. Now, the people, unspiritual people. I can't. I'll have to explain it better than I explained to you because I've taught you the supernatural a few minutes ago. See, they'll have the wrong. And then there are those who come with the wrong motive will say the same thing almost I say. But they don't have it. They don't got it. But your spirit going to know. Don't sow a thing. Your spirit will tell you. Your spirit going to tell you when to sow. Don't sow a quarter. They can talk about it. You got one young man now trying to use money coming as a fundraiser. Now, he got 36 months to straighten out. Or his ministry gone. Or his life. Because this thing is so, God want to get this in the earth realm so much to his children so the world can stop spitting on us. Because just like faith is a currency of heaven, money is a currency of this earth. You can't really spend faith on this earth. Faith make it happen, but you got to have whatever currency there is you. Oh, y'all ain't got to talk to me? And never forget, you need to say this, money cometh to me. You need to write money cometh on top of your name when you all these revelations we let them drop when you write a check. All right? And I said that all the tellers that use your check, you're going to be saying your name, money cometh to you. That's God's divine plan, see. And I always say, I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. That's prophetic and apostolic. That's not just a slogan or statement being made. That's a declaration and a decree of a divine sanction from God. You got it, Claire? Now, class, you've been in, this is one of the best nights in your life. Because the things you've heard, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about the things you heard. Because I think many of you are going to have dreams and visions and favors that you've never seen before, because now your mind gonna attract the supernatural. You're gonna think super. Instead of thinking stupid. Like what you can't have, what you can't do, where you can't go. See, I tell them, I'll be back. Put two fingers up, but don't, you ain't coming back. Then call them and say, I'm back. I'm at home now, I got some stuff to do. Right there. Your tuition gone. Just tonight. The rest of the year we're gonna let you have it free. It took your tuition for the night. You ain't get it, did you? You have enough information tonight for your tuition.